ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, service, family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible episode, if you will, number 302. And by the way, we're entering into the standing between the living and the dead service number, episode number, if you will, 497. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold and many blessings you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Lord, help us to rest in your Holy Word regarding prayer. You gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, we do not win the battles of life without you and your power in praying to you. So, Lord, help us in the words of Whitney Houston's song, Look to You. For we know that all power is in your hands, is not in the hands of the government or man or anybody else. Lord, help us to rest in your Holy Word. You said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, even in the midst of tribulation and trouble. We must look to you. Lord, you're the only somebody, if you will, Lord, that can keep us level and untroubled in the rocky seas of life. You said, pray without ceasing. You said, pray always. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, my faith and trust is in you. Lord, help everybody under the sound of my voice to get there. We thank you, Lord, for the thousands who listen into these podcasts, Lord, all around the world. Lord, I'm amazed at how many people listen in the United States, Russia, Ireland, Great Britain, Ghana, and all around the world, in every country of the world. Thank you for this technology. Thank you for what you have done with it. Only you know. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I praise you and I thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, mental, physical, protection and provision, financial and material. My faith looks up to you, as the old saints used to say. Lord God in heaven, continue to have mercy and grace upon us. Fill us for your use and for your receiving of your holy word. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, our sin of faithlessness and doubt, pride, stubbornness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit. Lord, whatever the sin is, help people to confess their sins and repent and to turn from their evil ways. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins as we from our hearts forgive those who've sinned against us based upon the solid work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas out of everybody's life under the sound of my voice, in the family, outside of the family, everybody who names the name of Christ, every ministry of a church, Lord, people who have that issue in their lives, Lord, we pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and Lord, we pray that you would cast out the sins that these spirits, these demonic spirits, produce. Pride, stubbornness, and rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Lord, deliver us all day long from all of that foolishness. And place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, the wall of your holy fire, and help us, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God. Help us to resist the devil that he flee from us. And Lord, help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, even throughout this day. And help us to resist the devil that he flee from us in a very real sense. And Lord, help us to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, as you told us, but the flesh is weak. And Holy Father God, I pray that you'll help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you in perfect peace. Stayed on you and receive your perfect peace. And pray without ceasing throughout this day. Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the globe. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil throughout this day. And Lord, I pray that you will indeed deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Help us, Holy Father God, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. Get back to you, our first love, and Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost. As we read your holy word today, as we preach your holy gospel today, we pray for the revival of the saved. We pray, Lord, for the healing of the sick. We pray, Lord, for the comfort of the grieving all around the world, in this nation, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would bless and protect, Lord, our family from ourselves. And Lord, I pray the same for other Christian families. Protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Lord, we pray that you deliver us today from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares, worries, and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears. Fill our hearts and our spirits and minds with your peace that passeth all understanding, and your joy unspeakable. And Lord, help us to look to you, and help us to help me personally, and help others who are in your service to give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I pray also, Lord, that you deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, deliver us also from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, for those who are still dealing with that, and student progress problems for those who are going through or trying to go through. And Lord, I pray that you'll help everybody to be successful. We pray, Lord, for the millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis, utilities crisis, and medical crisis. Deliver them and provide for them and help them as only you can all around the world. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, and your joy unspeakable. Grant me your energy, your strength, and grant all of us your energy and your strength. Lord, your unction and your anointing, and your freedom and your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to comprehend it, to understand it, to apply it to our lives, to love it, to cherish it, to share it with others, and to preach and to proclaim your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God," at 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had grooves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him, and kill him, then shall ye be our servants, and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all of the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of a keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that has come up? surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. And then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaraim, even unto Gath, and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, Inquire thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, Whose son art thou, thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you so much for your holy word. And how it has stirred my faith even more. And it is amazing, wherever you lead us to read your holy word, it does something in our heart for those of us who are truly saved and born again for that day and for the rest of our lives. I give you the glory, I give you the praise, and I give you the honor. Thank you for this privilege. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And the standing between the living and the dead, the dead service family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 63. And how fitting it is for us to read the Treasury of David today. Psalm chapter 7, verse 17 is where we are. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. We conclude with the joyful contrast. In this, all these psalms are agreed. They all exhibit the blessedness of the righteous and make its colors the more glowing by contrast with the miseries of the wicked. The bright jewel sparkles in a black foil. Praise is the occupation of the godly. May I repeat that? Praise is the occupation of the godly. I guess that's what the songwriter meant when he said, praise is what I do. Their eternal work and their present pleasure. Singing is the fitting embodiment for praise, and therefore do the saints make melody before the Lord Most High. The slandered one is now a singer. His harp was unstrung for a very little season, and now we leave him sweeping its harmonious chords and flying on their music to the third heaven of adoring praise. Glory be to God, shall we pray. Holy Father God, Lord, help us to be like the psalmist and to understand that praise is what we should be doing, giving you glory, praise, and honor, not walking around defeated and sad and downcast, but giving you praise for your love, your mercy, and your grace, and all that you have done. We give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friends, let's do what we've always done in the standing between the living and the dead service. And by the way, This is the Standing Between the Living and the Dead, service number 497. We've been doing this for 497 days by the grace of God. And one of the things that we do in these services, as God led me each and every day, is deal with what I call the family verses. The family verses. And we dealt with this yesterday, but I'm going to read it again. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Notice the word commandment. This is not a suggestion. And as I've said to you in life, and especially to those who are saved where God is helping you, there's some things in life you just do because they're right to do. And God blesses you for doing them. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. The reason why things don't always go well for certain children is because they disrespect their parents and they have a bad attitude towards their parents. Listen and learn. Now, beloved, let's do something else we always do in this service, and that is pray for others. Holy Father God, help us to do, Lord, the blessed work that you do for us, and that is to intercede for others. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people around the world. We pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving. Lord, all around the world, in our country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and help us to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, for all people who name the name of Christ, have mercy and grace upon us all. Please forgive us of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission, and help us to repent. And by the power of your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, and Lord, we pray now for all people who are in the ministry of government, from the President of the United States, all around the world, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the salvation of all of these government servants. And we pray that you'll open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and cast the devil and the demons of hell out of them. Save their souls and lead, guide, and direct them in leading their respective areas of government. Based upon what you want done, we pray that you turn their wicked hearts to your holy word and to see where they have failed and messed up and have caused problem after problem. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would protect those who are being persecuted in any way in this country called America and around the globe as only you can. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the millions who are hurting because of the coronavirus plague for going on 2 years. We pray, Lord, specifically for a few families, but we include all other families that are hurting. We pray for the family and friends of Kansas Police Chief Jerry Farthing, for the family and friends of Colorado meatpacking worker 10A. We pray for the family and friends of Iowa prison inmate Harold Arthur Duncan. We pray for the family and friends of Michigan nun Margaret Ann Swallow. And we pray for the family and friends of Michigan nun Helen Layer. Pardon me. Now, Lord, we come to the prayer requests that have come in, but we also pray for the thousands of folks who have sent in prayer requests in the past, and you've given us the blessing to pray for them multiple times. And we pray now for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon them today and these few people that we're praying for by name specifically. We pray, Lord, for Eric. Help them to continue winning souls and following your instructions. Please bless them with the Bibles in their language, sound equipment, and microphones. Please cover and protect them and bless them with a church building. We pray for Patrick. Please give him divine guidance, heal of all his health issues, and bless his finances. Give him the right woman to marry. Help him to be the right husband. We pray for Lee. Please give him spiritual health and bless his job in the administration wing so he can continue to preach the gospel. We also pray, Lord, for the people who have gotten saved through the ministry. And we pray, Lord, for those who have rededicated their life through the preaching of the gospel and preaching of the Holy Word through this ministry as well. And we pray for the thousands who have made professions of faith or who have come back to you. Included in this prayer, help them all to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We pray for Tina. We pray for James. We pray for Clems. We pray for Samson. And we pray, Lord, for all of the people who have come back to you. We pray for M. Fazen as well, who got saved. We pray for Sam, Will, Joe, and Fumi, and Michelle. We commit these souls into your hands and let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friends, I'm getting ready to preach in a few minutes. God bless you. And if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, that means that if you are in this world, God loves you. That he gave his only begotten Son, God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, the word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner. And I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. for more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus. Please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on, I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.